Welcome to the Smart Women in Business podcast. We've got big ideas for small business.
Hello, beautiful people. I hope you are well and succeeding in everything that you're doing at the moment. So today I'm going to talk to you about one of the issues I deal with regularly with my clients is they're showing up but not really showing up. So although often overlooked, mindset plays a huge role in business. The right mindset can make or break your business and set you up for success or failure. So what are you on about, Jane? I hear you ask. We all start a project and we're full of beans, excitement and enthusiasm for our new baby, our business that is going to change our lives and change other people's lives, the people we want to help. So you can see the end goal, you can see the big picture, and it's going to be awesome. But then the hard work starts, the obstacles and the actual doing part of achieving the goal. And it all starts to get a bit too real and a bit too hard. So you give up. You will possibly think, I don't think you've given up, and you're doing a cunning job of avoiding me talking to you about your goal. But this ain't my first time at the rodeo, lady. So there are some common symptoms I have recognized to this self-sabotaging behavior, which usually manifests itself as failing to send me content so I can't build your website, or resistance when I suggest different pathways to your goal, or trying to downplay your goal or rejig it so it's not so scary or such a stretch. Avoidance of even talking about the goal, your goal, i.e. not answering emails, and eventual resentment of your goal, and me in some cases because I remind you of your goal that you are failing to reach. So let's not forget that you are making the decision when you choose not to reach your goal. You can do anything that you set your mind to. So you choosing not to take actions that will result in your goal is you self-sabotaging. So I'm not one for ever laying blame, pointing fingers, or making people feel bad about themselves. It's not the way I roll. But I am big on taking responsibility for our own actions and being accountable. So I'm currently working on my new signature system for my VIP clients for heading into 2018. And a big part of the work that we do together is to ensure that there is accountability with each other, and checking on our mindsets to make sure that we're staying on track and working at small chunks of our goal and not getting overwhelmed. Because it's when we become overwhelmed that our mindset can really start playing havoc with our path to achieving our goal. So one of the ways I work with my clients is taking goals and breaking them down into very small bite-sized pieces, or as my own business coach would say, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. And I assist my clients to just focus on the next step of their big goal. So in your own world, how can you overcome this self-sabotaging behavior? So one, allow yourself to be scared. So self-sabotage kicks in when we're afraid of disappointment, and therefore we shut our project down before it reaches the point of no return and when failure becomes a possibility. Two, identify your self-limiting beliefs. And this is so important. Even the clients I work with who are themselves coaches, and I work with a lot of them, we check in on their mindset and I remind them when they're coming back at me, when I'm talking to them about their goal, with their own self-limiting beliefs. So what is it you are believing of yourself when you tell yourself, I can't, I won't, or I don't? You are telling yourself that you are going to fail before you've even started. And I have a lifelong love-hate relationship with maths beyond basic arithmetic. I was once headhunted to a role that was a pretty big stretch for me. And I said to the CEO from the outset, I don't do maths. Cue $500,000 budget, managed by myself. So, okay, I soon learned that I do maths. I'm fine at maths. I had been avoiding it because of a lack of confidence. So acknowledge your own self-limiting beliefs and make progress. So unless it's rocket science or brain surgery, you can do it, I promise. And as another old boss of mine used to say, no one's going to die unless you are a brain surgeon. Probably not the best advice. So 3, identify your own barriers to your goal. So this is a biggie. Oftentimes I've seen people with conscious and unconscious barriers to a long-held goal that completely knocks them sideways. And I say to them, why are you resisting my goal? And why are you resisting your goal? And I even say to myself, why are you resisting this goal? Because you check in with yourself and you say, why am I resisting this? Why am I procrastinating on that part of the project? Why am I delaying doing this when I could just do it tomorrow and it would be done? So why are you resisting your goal? That can be a really tough question to answer, especially when you're on the path to what you think is a lifelong dream. So these rational and irrational barriers are generally fear-based. So i.e., if I set up my business and become a success, I am scared I'll have less time for my children. Or if I set up my business and I'm a success, I'm worried my family will ask me for money. There can be all sorts of barriers that are in your own mind, but you need to address these. So the way I work through these with my clients is to do the best case, worst case scenario. So what's the worst thing that can happen if you're a success and your family asks you for money? You give it to them, or you say, I'm sorry, I can't give that to you right now, but I can give you X amount of money, whatever. We go through it, we go through examples, we go through scenarios, and we work through it, and we knock those things on the head. Or I was talking to my daughter the other day who had to do, she's 6, and she had to get up and narrate an entire play at school because she's a really good reader and good on her, and getting up on stage is a scary thing. So I said to her, what's the worst thing that can happen? And she said, oh, I muck up the script. And I said, well, who's going to know? She said, well, my classmates and my teacher. And I said, are they going to tell you off? Are they going to laugh at you? She said, well, no, of course not. They're my friends. And I said, well, no one else is going to know if the script is wrong. You just pick yourself up and you keep on going. And she was like, when I've broken it down for her like that, she realized it wasn't that big a deal. But in her mind, she probably spent more time worrying about that fact than the actual entire time she was on stage. So when you break it down into a really simplistic way, it becomes much less scary. So 4, stop making excuses. There is no such thing as an excuse, only a reason. So be real with yourself. What's your reason you're not pushing ahead and achieving your goal? You don't have time? Sorry, we all have time. We all have 24 hours a day. You are choosing not to make time. This applies to all areas of life, and exercise is a big one. Even if you're making very slow progress, it's better than no progress. You don't have the resources. We rarely do. So make do and make progress. There are ways to start up businesses very leanly. So lean startups are very common now. So 5, replace the negative with the positive. And there is great truth in the adage, you can do anything you put your mind to. So just keep telling yourself, I can and I will, watch me. And you just keep plugging away at that and you keep doing it until you reach your goal. 6, reframe failure. So we all make mistakes. Every single one of us has had a launch that has failed, has had a video that they've made massive stuffs up in, have, you know, lost money for clients because we've made an error. We are human, but you simply need to embrace it as part of the process. So reframe failure from a negative to a positive by seeing it as a learning experience. Pick yourself up, carry on, but don't ever make the same mistake twice. You won't achieve your stretch goals without making mistakes, but you will learn so much about your own goal and about yourself. And sometimes your goals will change along the way because of these mistakes that we make. We realize it's not for us, or we need to change tack. So think big. By thinking beyond the problem of the here and now and the morsel of our goal that we are currently munching on, and taking a step back to see the big goal, we put ourselves into a much more expansive and positive mindset. If you're concentrating on the nitty-gritty of the here and now, often we get overwhelmed. Concentrate on your bigger goal and just keep plugging away, and eventually you will hit that goal. Point eight, focus on solutions. So being solution focused instead of problem focused allows you to see the positive in situations rather than the negative. So adapt and adjust to your circumstances, be flexible, and if you need to tack your course in a different direction, as long as you're moving forward, it's still progress. Nine, this is a huge one. Done is better than perfect. Oftentimes we give up on a goal because it will never be perfect, but doing that isn't hurting anyone but yourself. It can be very difficult to acknowledge that we will never be perfect with the time and resources we have at our disposal. But I tell you what, oftentimes perfection is not a real thing. It cannot be achieved. For example, this video, I have made fluffs all the way through it. Am I going to go back and edit them out? No, because it's just the same as if I was having a conversation with you. And often from the outside looking in, people think, what do you mean you made fluffs all the way through? I didn't notice. People don't know that your goal and what you're putting out is not perfect. Only you know that. Number 10, what is your why? And this is something I talk about all the time. Always remember the why of your goal. Why are you trying to achieve this goal? And this helps put it all into perspective. There are bigger things at play here than this one portion of one of your goals. Be strategic, stay on that strategy, remember the end goal that you have in your mind, and just keep going. So number 11, this is something I also talk about a lot. Write it down. So here's the game changer for you. Thoughts aren't real. Some people journal daily. I have a sparkly notebook where I jot down all the things that are swimming around in my head. Write down all your barriers, your fears, your frustrations, your areas of resistance. By writing them down, you make them real and you can actively acknowledge them and move on. So by addressing your own fears, your barriers and resistance, you will be more aware of your self-sabotaging habits and, most importantly, be able to overcome them. So this self-awareness and this acknowledgement in yourself is the key to overcoming your own self-sabotaging behaviors. So don't forget to subscribe. I have lots of free stuff coming your way, and I will see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Women of Business podcast. If you enjoyed this, please subscribe. I'm your host, Jane Mackay. To find out more about me, go to www.janemackaycommunications.com.au.